A new legal precedent has been set with the rejection of an open-cut coal mine at Rocky Hill near Gloucester, New South Wales. Legal commentators say the case is essentially an international precedent. Here in Australia, the Gloucester community groups are cheering. Bay FM reporter Michelle Michaels asked Dr. Chris McGrath, barrister and environmental law expert, just how important this decision was.
Look, I think this is an immensely important decision. As you say, well, it's the first rejection by an Australian court of a coal mine based in substantial part on climate change.
Where do you think this will lead the government? Anthony Roberts has made some commentary. He doesn't think it's such a great thing. It's a lower court, being the Land and Environment Court. It's not a Supreme Court, but it still can be used as a precedent.
Yeah, look, the irony is that that really shows the value and the importance of independent courts, because the state governments in New South Wales and Queensland, which are the big coal mining and exporting states, as well as the Commonwealth government, have been dragged kicking and screaming to even recognise that mining coal produces greenhouse gas emissions and impacts on climate change.
And there has been quite a movement in law cases speaking about climate change law and climate change litigation. As you were saying, the Gray case, it has slowly been moving towards consideration of greenhouse gases and contributions to global warming. Are there any other cases where it's been touched on that you could tell us about?
Look, it has, and it's the courts that have been leading the way in community groups. As I say, the government at a state and federal level don't want to. They want to basically be like ostriches and put their heads in the sand and say, no, you know, we're not impacting on climate change, or we don't have to consider that. And they've used a variety of arguments, from so small it's just a drop in the ocean, through to the drug dealer's defence, if we don't mine it, someone else will. They've used a variety of arguments to say why they either shouldn't consider it at all, or it was insignificant, or it made no difference. All of those things have been challenged in the courts in the last 20 years. There's been a number of cases in New South Wales and Queensland. Steps forward, and with lots of losses along the way, like a lot of groups have lost, a lot of effort's been put in, and even now, the New South Wales and Queensland governments and the federal government are reluctant to recognise greenhouse emissions. In this particular case, the application for the mine was assessed by the Planning Assessment Commission, New South Wales, and they rejected the mine based on its visual impacts and its planning. It's contrary to the local planning scheme. In their reasons, they didn't even consider greenhouse gases.
And it's very important, because often policy changes can come through legal decisions, you know, rather than governmental decisions. When governments won't act, people, you know, start litigation, and they can later on be realised in policy. And, you know, this could be an example, we could hope, in the future, where it may one day be realised in policy. What's your view on that?
Absolutely. The courts play a vital role in allowing members of the community to step forward and say, this is wrong, this needs to change, and the courts play that independent decision-maker role and are not, or shouldn't be, influenced by political considerations in making their decisions. And what Chief Judge Preston's judgment is outstanding for is it is straight down the line on the science of climate change. It is, and that's why we'll see more and more of these decisions in the future, is because it's not like he's out on a limb on some sort of mad escapade that, you know, no one knows how he got there. Everyone can see how he got there. It's crystal clear in the evidence and in the legal framework for the decision making. It's a really good judgment.
Adjunct Professor at University of Queensland, Dr. Chris McGrath, speaking there with Michelle Michaels at Byron Bay FM.